tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Alfred Stocking reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It is December the 24th in Sector 1, that area of the world known as Oceania. And that fact is lost on most of the rest of the world, where it's only December the 23rd. If there's one place busier than Santa's workshop, or your average shopping mall at this hour, it's the Flight Command Center at the North Pole. Joining me now with an update from there is Elf Frank Murr. Frankie, what's shaking over there at the training center?
Well, all four cheeks and everything in between, Red. The Flight Command Center is overwhelmed with flights coming into the North Pole with work relief crews and supplies, as well as with outbound flights shuttling tracker elves and supplies and reindeer and sleighs to support positions all over the world. And in a developing story, the Flight Command Center will now have to grapple with a blizzard bearing down on the North Pole in just the next few hours.
So you're saying, just as Christmas Eve is dawning in the South Pacific, just as the late news hits on December the 23rd in Asia and the Middle East, and just as Europe and Africa sit down at the dinner table, just as North and South America get their morning news, you're saying that the North Pole is in total chaos?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying, Red.
Thank you, Mr. Murr. I hope you get a vowel for Christmas. And there you have it, folks! With just 17 hours until Santa launches, Operation Merry Christmas is in total disarray. Confusion reigns. Chaos erupts and all sits on the very precipice of disaster. From the North Pole, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network, I'm Alfred Stocking reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.